The New Testament says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And this bill is evil because it's about the love of money. What it does is it trades grandmother in the nursing home and grandchildren at the pediatrician so that the 400 richest families in America can have a little bit more money to buy a yacht. That's what this bill does, and it's absolutely evil. And what Senator Marco and his colleagues need to come to an understanding of is that they have to project a vision of society, not just a theory of government. And the notion that we should just have a small government because small government somehow is a good by itself is a lie. That's branding, that's marketing. It doesn't do anything for the people who elect them. We need a real vision of society, and a vision of society that everybody has a place and belongs and can flourish and do well, and when they're sick, can see a doctor who can help make them well. Let's focus what the Better Care Reconciliation Act would actually mean in Tampa Bay. Here's what it would mean. It would mean that we'd close every clinic and we'd close every nursing home so that the houses on Davis Island could be elevated above the rising water.